Islamist scholars call for a crackdown on believers in Algeria. Pastor begins a new ministry after an attack in India. And China's Olympics look to be much more than a sporting event. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Disconcerting news coming from Algeria and Afghanistan. Glenn Petter of Voice of the Martyrs Canada says Islamic scholars there are calling for a crackdown on Christians.
This head of the Islamic Association is accusing Christians of getting a reward for every convert they make. The association is claiming that a convert gets paid over $7,000 if they become a Christian. And so all you have to do is start spreading around these kind of lies enough, and government might say, well, you know, we really probably should do something about this.
Penner believes the Islamists are spreading misinformation to stir nationalist sympathies. As to whether this will curb evangelism, he says,
they take what is a very innocent act and they give it some sort of insidious implications. For those that are ministering in that country, both nationals and expatriates, certainly they're going to be looked at with more scrutiny and suspicion, and so we need to be praying for them that they'll continue to operate with integrity and yet continue to operate fearlessly in trying to win men and women to Christ.
Next, Pastor Roshan, a Gospel for Asia missionary in India, was severely beaten for sharing the gospel. GFA reports that the day before the attack, Roshan was asked to stop his outreach. He chose not to. The extremists took his belongings and threw him out of the village. Roshan chose to leave the area in exchange for his belongings. But he now has a growing ministry in a neighboring village. He asked believers to pray that he'll be able to reach those who persecuted him. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Summer Olympics in China will be a moment of pride for the country as well as one of scrutiny. While China gets a chance to display its best, world attention will also shed light on its failings. That's forcing an obsession that could work to the church's advantage. China Partner Ministries' Eric Berkland.
They want to show the world that China is progressively thinking forward, not backward.
As with every Olympic contest, hundreds of faith-based groups turn out to welcome the thousands of spectators. But ministry is not limited to outside partners. Berkland says it's a strategic time for believers and those they've trained as church leaders.
The Chinese church is looking to the Olympics as an opportunity for gospel advancement and for sharing Christ with those who are coming to their country. And so I find that it's significant in that not just foreign organizations are looking to the Olympics to see how this could possibly be a positive for gospel advancement, but the Chinese church themselves are looking towards this as an opportunity.
Meanwhile, a team from Russian ministries is following ministry to the reindeer herders in the Arctic Circle. MNN's Greg Yoder reports from Salakhard, Russia.
The church in which I'm standing at right now, Good News Church, was pastored by Anatoly Merichev. He has done an incredible thing. When we were here 4 years ago, it was just being built. Well, it's nearly completed now, and it's become a springboard for ministry into the tundra. It's basically being operated 24/7, bringing young church leaders into the church, discipling them, helping them, and then sending them back out. Schools Without Walls actually starts here. I'm speaking specifically of reaching out to the Hunte people and also the Nyunsi people. 30,000 nomadic reindeer herders travel throughout the tundra, and they're actually able to go out, share the gospel with this relatively unreached people groups. In fact, up until about 10 years ago, they've never heard the gospel before.
Tomorrow, we'll get our final report from Greg as he wraps up this trip with Russian ministries. And Book of Hope has partnered with a medical ministry in South Africa to heal residents inside and out. A Book of Hope team went to a school in the area where they gave out the Book of Hope and did medical checkups. The children were small for their age, and they shared their dreams for the future while team members shared about Christ. One team member spoke to a young girl about HIV/AIDS. They also prayed with the children. Pray that their ministry there continues to be fruitful. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical text come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.